Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Lots of great things are going on from his research department, and he's going to spend time talking about them with you today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I have another website as well, JackStockwell.com, because we do as much work in nutrition as we do in spine care. And by spine care, I'm really working on the central nervous system, but I work on the spine because that's where we find it. The central nervous system is in the skull, and it's in the spine. Everything else that comes out of the skull that goes into other areas of the body, or out of the spine that goes into other areas of the body outside of those bony structures, is called the peripheral nervous system. But the peripheral nervous system, for the most part, is under control of the central nervous system because it's just an extension of that. If you can think of the hose bibs that are on the foundation of your house to which you would attach a hose for watering the garden or the yard or washing the car or whatever, all of the piping that comes from the city underground into the house up to the hose bib would be the central nervous system. The hose that connects at the hose bib that goes out to various parts of the yard, the driveway, is the peripheral nervous system. And it's just an extension of that flow of water, either inside the building or outside the building. Nerve signals, of course, don't exchange hands. They don't really touch one another. Interesting thing that I discovered in my first class in neurology in school is that nerves that fire in a sequence of nerves don't actually touch. They come close to one another. But this is the where you, when you hear the term neurotransmitters, like serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, there's a whole bunch of different neurotransmitters that work in the body for different things. Let's say you're walking across the bedroom floor to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and you stub your toe. That nerve that fires that lets you know that you stubbed your toe goes up all the way up the leg into the bottom part of your spine. And it connects to another nerve, not in the sense of holding hands, but in those two hands coming so, so close together, but they never actually touch. And the nerve that was signaled by stubbing your toe at that point in just split seconds releases a chemical called a neurotransmitter that goes across that little cleft between the two nerves and causes the second nerve to fire. And then that one is in the spine, and it goes up to a certain point where it synapses with another nerve that it does not touch. It comes very close to it, but it uses a neurotransmitter to cause that third nerve to fire. And then that third nerve is going to move up the spine towards something called the thalamus, which is an organ at the base of your brain inside the skull that filters information coming to the brain. In other words, there's so much information that you're completely, unless you study this as I have to the point where you might find it intensely boring. To me, it just excites me to study the human nervous system. But the thalamus is sitting there like the railroad master, whatever you call it, in a gigantic railroad interchange system where trains coming in and trains leaving will trains and exchange cars and whatever. And so the fellow or fellows or gals, whatever, are sitting there in a big tower with a glass looking out over the entire railroad area, switching tracks, switching trains, deciding what has to go where and what, so that they never collide and there's no wrecks and things move in and out of the train master, I think maybe it is. Yard master, maybe that's what it is. that things move in and out on time. That's what the thalamus is doing at the base of your brain. It decides what, you know, I don't think the brain needs to know this. In other words, you know how you can be dressed at work or sitting in a chair reading a book or whatever else, and you're not aware of your clothes. But when you put them on, you certainly are. And then after a while, you forget it. Or the socks. You're not even aware you have socks on unless you think about it and you move your foot or something. But the sensory input from the sock, from your undergarments, from a coat or whatever else, is constantly coming into the brain. But the thalamus is sitting there saying, yeah, that's not important. Well, this is important. Where did that cold blast of air across the back of my neck just come from that wasn't there before? So the thalamus will let that information through with the fourth nerve to the sensory strip. It's on both sides of the brain, and it's where information is coming into the brain that says, hey, look what happened. Look what's happening. This is happening. What do we do? This kind of stuff. And then the sensory strip will talk to other parts of the brain, memory, realization, verbiage, these kinds of things, so that in split seconds, you know that, oh, there's a cold, someone opened a door, the air conditioner turned, what is this? The window's open, there's a breeze, there's a storm, these kinds of things. It is so beautifully intricate how all of this works. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Good Day Health Show that I do with Doug every week. I'm Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I am talking about the importance of how the nerves in our body all work together in a beautiful concert of information coming in and going out. And like anything else in life, whatever has movement, whatever exhibits, not even life, I mean your car engine, you know, the electrical connections in your house, or the intricacy of the human nervous system, is dependent upon certain factors. And the function of the human nervous system is more determined, good or bad function, by our dietary intake, which should come as no surprise whatsoever. What is feeding your nervous system right now, the individual nerves, what is feeding the formation of the neurotransmitters, what is feeding the coordinated effort of your entire nervous system to relate you to the world around you, is determined by what you've been eating, of course, or what you haven't been eating. And I have done a lot of shows here with Doug on nutrition in the sense that a lot of the stuff we eat, we know we probably shouldn't be eating it if we're eating it on a regular basis. Lots of sugar-based foods and candies and cakes and treats and pies and cookies and muffins and all the other things that if they weren't loaded with sugar to the degree they are, we probably wouldn't be eating them. That's probably not even half the problem. I think the greater percentage is what we're not eating, what we're missing in our diet, the important factors of health and the cofactors, the tremendously important minerals that are necessary for biochemical reactions to take place in our cells, to take place in our mitochondria, which are the energy producing factories inside the cells that are dependent upon certain minerals. They're dependent upon certain kinds of protein structures, certain kinds of fat structures. And if they're not present, or if they are present but not in the quantity that is necessary, then there's a lot of functions that just simply will not occur, or will only occur half-legged kind of thing. And it shows up in the body. And this is something that has happened over the last 100 years, where diseases of malnutrition are given names to be addressed by drugs to try to mitigate the symptoms simply of malnutrition. I want you to think about that for a moment. Probably the greatest tragedy in human health over the last 100 years wasn't COVID, isn't tuberculosis, it isn't cancer, it isn't heart disease. It's the substitution of synthetic materials for the basic nutritional elements that Mother Nature has provided that is not present in our diets anymore due to the mass production of foods. Now, if you've heard my show and discussions I've had with Doug in the past, you know that I'm very, very big on this subject. Anytime our dietary choices move away from what Mother Nature created for us to consume, there's going to be some limitation. Something's going to be missing, not just in the sense of vitamins, but minerals and trace minerals and what are called trace mineral activators. There are certain kinds of minerals that are selenium, for one. Very important for the heart, very important for the immune system, very important for anti-cancer aspects of the body. The amount of selenium that you would need in a lifetime of, say, 90 years wouldn't fill a teaspoon. But if those tiny trace amounts are not present and minerals are not consumed as quickly as certain kinds of foods are, you know, you're going to get hungry a few hours after you eat. If that meal was full of selenium, if it was full of phosphorus, if it was full of calcium, if it was full of copper and iron and the other kinds of minerals our body needs, those things hang around for a while. In other words, there are certain aspects of human nutritional requirements that when you get a good dose of it, a lot of those things hang around in the body for days, if not months. Whereas there's other things that we need to eat two or three times a week just to make sure we get enough of it, such as whole food vitamin C, that kind of thing. I'm not talking about ascorbic acid. I'm talking about whole food vitamin C, the kind of vitamin C that comes from our foods, particularly raw vegetables, raw fruits that are known to be have good content of vitamin C. Now, I want to take this introduction into a deeper area and talk about some of the, I would call it the grim harvest that we're facing today in this country and what is necessary to live a longer life. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. but for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I offer free consultations with what I do of a structural nature to the body. You can schedule a consultation at jackstockwell.com. And there's a chat possibility. There's no obligation, nothing like this. No, you don't have to give any information or talk about anything you don't want to. But if you're interested in more information, that's a good start. All right, now I said all those things that I said here a little bit ago about the nervous system, about foods, about trace minerals, about the fact that there are certain things that need to be present in our diet or there will be physiological changes. If you could imagine an analogy here for a second, and you're sitting in a high school chemistry class, and you've been told, you know, it's kind of hard, but if you want to get into college, you ought to have chemistry in your high school background with a good grade, and it takes a lot of study. But if you're present and you pay attention and you follow the notes and you do the lab exercises, you're going to get through just fine. And then so you show up to chemistry class and you start to learn, and you notice every fourth page in the book is missing in your textbook. And you look around the class and you're thinking, are they suffering from the same page deficiency in their book that my textbook is? And so you flip through and you think, oh, it's just a little mistake. No, no, it's all the way through the book. Every fourth page is missing. In a lot of our dietary choices, every fourth page is missing for crucial elements that we need. Now, there is a term out there called food faddists. Oh, he's a food faddist. You want to beware of the food faddist. When the term is used, you want to look behind the name caller, because you're going to soon find out that the hidden conspirator in the whole thing, who rules by ridicule, you know, will cash in on your vulnerability by converting your health requirements to their dollars. Now, what do I mean by that? You will be called a food faddist if you're not guilty of accepting what is offered by the commercial interests as food. In other words, if I have a patient who's a dietitian, a hospital-employed dietitian, there's a world of difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian. Dietitians are important. They work inside the hospital. This patient may be suffering from some serious paralytic problem, Guillain-Barré, or something like that, that needs a special diet. this other patient in the other room might be somebody suffering from cancer. And before they can be released, there's certain things that need to be done for this person. So that dietitian, under the orders of the oncologist, is presenting foods to that patient that will help the body with cancer. Or it could be diabetes or any cardiovascular problems, whatever else. And when I talk to her, and she has a healthy respect for what I do, we have a lot of disconnect that goes on between the two of us. Now, I'm not saying anything bad about hospital dietitians by any means, because they're following the dictates of what medicine understands about nutrition. And I have to say this, and I say this with full purpose of heart. Most medical doctors know as much about nutrition as they do of what's existing on the dark side of the moon. Their introduction in medical school to nutrition is just so bleak, it's almost absent of any important facts. To them, if you get a good meal, you're going to be just fine. So I want to talk more about that and how important what has happened to our soils, what's happened to manufacturing of our foods, and what it's putting on our dinner plate by the end of the day. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the DUG3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code DUG3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday whether to extend a freeze on student federal loan payments and possibly forgive college debt for millions of Americans. The plan under consideration by White House officials would cancel up to $10,000 in student loans per borrower. New analysis estimates from the Penn Wharton budget model show the total cost of forgiving that debt will be almost $300 billion in the first year. A special appointed prosecutor said Tuesday that two Atlanta police officers who clashed with Rayshard Brooks acted reasonably during the 2020 encounter that ended with the 27-year-old man's fatal shooting. Prosecutors are not pursuing charges against Officer Garrett Rolfe and Officer Devin Brosden. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Some Republicans in Congress are vowing to investigate Dr. Anthony Fauci when he steps down in December from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Former colleague Dr. Deborah Birx is speaking out. She spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Well, I think we've heard implications over the last several weeks that he was really thinking about his next chapter. And I think this is his moment to really be able to be very clear about what happened over the last 2.5 years and why we continue to lose American lives.
A mysterious illness in dogs in Michigan is leaving vets and animal experts perplexed.
A mysterious virus has sickened and killed dozens of dogs in Michigan, creating panic among animal lovers. The unidentified illness, which causes acute gastrointestinal problems, has caused at least 30 canine deaths in the Upper Peninsula. Clare County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks said the sickness is similar to parvo, and that puppies and older dogs are more vulnerable to the unknown virus. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public officials gathered in Homestead, Florida on Tuesday to mark 30 years since the landfall of Hurricane Andrew. It remains one of the single most destructive storms in Florida's history. It killed 65 people and destroyed 63,000 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And your well-being. That's the focus of Dr. Jack Stockwell up now.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm not the forbidden doctor, by the way. My wife and I came up with that title for our website and all of the podcasts that we have at forbiddendoctor.com, over 200 of them, in the sense that there is a healing force deep inside your body. It's that healing force that built you from conception, that built you as a male, that built you as a female. It built you to be 6'5" or 5'9". It built you to be red hair or blonde, or it built you to have black skin or white skin or whatever else. That force in there wasn't just your DNA. DNA doesn't really do anything. DNA is a blueprint. DNA, to say that your DNA made you, is to take the blueprints for your dream house and go outside and bury it in a foot of ground and wait for that house to come up out of the dirt. Your DNA is a blueprint for a force, a life force, that comes in when the sperm meets the egg and fertilization occurs. What's important is that that new little tiny conceptus is going to become 2 cells. And it's not going to become 4 cells. It's going to become 3 cells. I've got to probably give a show on this sometime, is how fantastically fascinating human conception is in the first few hours of life.
those two cells will become three. Those three will become four, and then those four will become eight. Then the eight will become 16, and the 16 become 32. In those earliest stages there, there is a marvelous translation that begins to take place with this conceptus as it tries to find its food supply. Now, I'm saying it's like it has consciousness. Well, it has something, because it's not mama's uterus. It's not the womb that goes finding food. Mama's womb provides the food on the lining of the uterus. And there's little tiny hairs at the point of conception that exist outside. They come out through the wall of the uterus, so that this tiny little ball of eight cells, as it's been moving through the fallopian tube, and it drops to the posterior, just this gigantic swan dive down to the posterior wall of the uterus to land on one of those little hairs. And then it creates enzymes in and of itself that will eat through the wall of the uterus to find a blood supply. Now, what is that force that's doing that? It's not the DNA. The DNA is controlling the multiplication of cells. And the very first thing that multiplication of cells forms is something called the neural ridge in the first week of life. Now, I think it's probably the first 2 weeks. Before there is a beating heart, there's this little neural ridge that is going to become your spine, the house of your central nervous system that I started off talking about at the beginning of this program. And then in a matter of a couple of more weeks, there's going to be the formation of a heart. Now, the DNA says what that heart's supposed to look like. The DNA says what that neural ridge is supposed to look like. The DNA says what end of that neural ridge the brain is going to form, and what's going to be the bottom of the spine on the other end. But the DNA doesn't make that happen. There's a life force in there that will continue all the way through the formation of what will become a newborn baby. You know that 90% of your total growth, from the time the sperm fertilized the egg until you reached full adulthood, 90% of that growth will occur before you ever leave your mother's womb. A little odd to think about, but the conceptus up to the newborn baby is 90% of your growth. And all of that is controlled by this force inside that newborn baby that is there as long as that newborn baby is alive. And it grows into childhood, into adolescence, into adulthood, and then to middle age and to older age. That life force is there regulating the controls inside that body, dictated by the pattern of the DNA. That life force is what my wife and I refer to as the forbidden doctor, because medical tyranny prevents you from knowing about that. Because if you ever got the idea in your head that your body could heal itself, given the right materials to do it, if you ever got the idea in your head that the depression that you might be feeling, the heartbreak, the lack of energy, the loss of cognition, the loss of memory, the loss of the ability to just get up and move around, might not be because you don't have enough drugs flowing through your bloodstream, but it might be because something is missing in your diet. That could be a big blow to big pharma and the pharmaceutical industry. They don't want you to know about this. But that's what we refer to as the forbidden doctor, because the medical industry, and I'm not talking about your family doctor who loves you and is concerned about you and wants the best for you. I'm talking about the industry behind them. Does not want you to know that this life force exists inside of you. They never talk about it. They never promote it. They never tell you what to do to develop it or to make it stronger or to make it healthier. They never discuss it, therefore it is forbidden. And that's the forbidden doctor. And all that forbidden doctor needs is clean water, clean air, plenty of rest, and vital nutrition to make sure that the weight, rate, rhythm, and heart, or the rate, rhythm, and tone of your heartbeat is the way it's supposed to be. It needs these vital nutritional elements to make absolutely certain that your neurotransmitters are strong and healthy or present when you need them. They're there to make sure your muscles are able to relax when you're not moving them and you don't get plagued with leg cramps through the night when you're sleeping. This nutrition is necessary for the proper exchange of carbon dioxide and oxygen inside the lungs and inside down to the cells of your body. I think you're getting the idea here. Now, I'm trying to set up a situation here where I can send this information out at least a couple times a week, just little tidbits, not as long as this, through our texting program. And if you would like to get on the texting list, where we're sending out regular information and best specials and sales and different things for the kind of nutritional products I highly recommend, because they come from food, not from laboratory, you would need to text the word healthy to this phone number that I'm going to give you. It's 833-510-3306. 833-510-3306. One more time. 833-510-3306. Just text the word healthy to that number and you'll get in on our list. There's no charge. Nothing will be asked of you. It's just providing more of this information all the time as to how absolutely vital the nutritional basis of your life is to the proper functioning of your body. Now, whenever I start with a new patient, especially anybody over the age of 40, 45, I ask them what medications they're on. And 30 years ago, when I started doing this, unless there was a real serious problem going on, nobody at 45 years old was on medication. Surprising now how many people at that age, even down into their 20s, are having at least one, if not a couple, forms of medication to get through the day. And a lot of it is antidepressant medication. And one of the tragedies of antidepressant medication, even though I know there are people out there who are alive because of it, is your dependency upon it. Just like some of us who aren't on medication are very often dependent upon that soft drink in the middle of the morning at work to get us through till lunch, or that candy bar in the afternoon. It's the same kind of addictive processes inside the body to try to get us through the day, whereas if our nutritional requirements were met, we wouldn't have that problem. Now, there's one product that I always recommend to my new patients that is absolutely superior. Just one product, absolutely superior in its ability to provide to you all the vitamins that come from food, because you can read it on the label of the bottle. Foods are listed, not chemical names. All the minerals, all the enzymes and coenzymes that are necessary for your body to have the basis of nutrition throughout the day. And it's called Catalin. C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. It is the flagship product of Standard Process. It has been in the marketplace since 1929. What's that, 103 years? No, 93 years, excuse me. 93 years. The best price available for that, because of Doug letting me on this show and being a part of the Good Day Health Show, and he will be joining me here before too much longer, is the lowest price possible. Lower than Amazon, lower than anywhere else. And you would just go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com. Orders@forbiddendoctor and order Catalin, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. There's even a child's version of it that has a drop of cherry juice in it for them to chew them up. This covers all your nutritional needs in the sense of micronutrition, not in the sense of proteins and fats and carbohydrates. That's going to come from your regular meal. You still need that, obviously, because you need the calories. But I'm talking about the stuff that's missing in a lot of our foods, simply because the processing of foods on a commercial basis removes from that food the vital elements that are necessary for your nutrition. Now, your first thought is, well, no, that can't be. I mean, why would the food industry do that? Because the food industry is like any other industry. They have to take care of the bottom line. They have to take care of the quarterly reports. Because the big food, agri-food businesses are on the stock exchange. And for their stock values to be where they need to be, their quarterly reports got to look really good to keep that stock price up. And that's what's number one job for them. not providing the absolute best nutrition that they can. Because providing the absolute best nutrition is not necessarily a big money-making enterprise. It's expensive to provide very good foods. And those of my patients who are moving more and more towards an organic diet have found an interesting trade-off. Organic foods usually cost a little bit more than commercial foods. But you know what they've discovered? They don't need as much. Because a lot of our hunger comes from what's called a hidden hunger. There are parts of the brain that are looking for vital nutrition to be present in that food. And if it isn't present in the food you have, it will continue to make you hungry. Whereas if the vital nutrition is present, and that's what's in Catalin, you don't need to eat as much because you're satisfied much earlier. So we're coming towards the end of the program. Doug will be joining me before too long. But that, if you don't remember anything else that I've talked about in this show, Catalin is absolutely the answer for malnutrition. If you took six of these little brown pills a day, within a year, all your nutritional deficiencies would be made up. I take three every morning because I've been taking them for over 20 years. But I chew them up, in fact. So after the coming break, I'll be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. I always enjoy talking with Doug. We always have a good time together. And you can hear all of our Good Day podcasts, me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at gooddayhealthshow.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. So stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
Does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There is a doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell. Dr. Stockwell is an eminent Nooka chiropractor. And if you're new to the program, I did not say Nookie. I said Nooka, N-U-C-C-A, which specializes, that particular part of chiropractic specializes on your upper cervical region, which would be your shoulders and your neck. Can't tell you how many times over the course of our friendship, Jack has straightened me right out, and he doesn't understand to this day, looking at the x-rays of my neck, how I can even move my neck. But here I am, moving my neck. Thank you, Jack. It's very nice of you to have made my neck movable, if you will. All right, a couple of things here as we examine some things that are in the news this week. The woman who was told she was too young for a mammogram at 29, stage 4 breast cancer. I guess I would wonder from your point of view, because you're a Nooka chiropractor, GAPS practitioner, how would you treat somebody who came to you who had this problem? Because you're not in the mainstream, but yet sometimes things like this scream for mainstream treatment. Do they don't, you know, this kind of stuff?
Does. You know, and I have, I take care of a lot of people, patients with cancer. I'm not treating your cancer because I don't treat cancer. But I offer nutritional support for people with cancer just as much as I offer nutritional support for people who have other problems. But the thing I do, I always do in conjunction with their oncologist, where I make sure they know that their oncologist knows what I'm suggesting that they do. And the problem, and then of course chemo is usually the first option, but the problem with chemo is that chemo drugs are incredibly fast-acting, they're extremely potent, and it's like dropping a nuclear bomb inside your body when you start using this stuff, killing the healthy and the cancerous cells alike.
Yeah.
Which is why more and more cancer treatment is moving away from chemo, because chemo just doesn't work that well on hard cancers. Breast cancer, lung cancer, colon, pancreatic, prostate. They might shrink the tumor a little bit, but it doesn't get rid of it. It works better on soft cancers like lymphomas and leukemias, things like that. It seems to be more effective because that's where they first found chemotherapy almost 100 years ago after World War I relative to the effects that it had on blood diseases. So that's why, you know, you and I, We have no history of cancer in our life, even though my mother had it one time. Your wife passed with it.
Yeah.
We have cancer multiple times, six, seven, eight times, the experts tell us, during a lifetime.
And there's loads of cancer cells in our bodies.
Because the immune system is constantly on top of it. And the thing that causes these cancers to occur is a sluggishness in the cancers of the body's ability, especially natural killer cell, the NKC, that's designed to kill these little bugs.
Yep.
And that's why more and more cancer treatment is moving towards immunotherapy, to try to get your immune system back online.
Get it up. Take those immune.
Because
there's something standard process, which is the line of products that you represent in your clinic in Salt Lake City, has a couple of things that are really good for that are supposed to kind of go
premier,
for it.
Premier there, Doug, is the enzymes that I created.
The long-life energy enzymes.
Yeah. Because the enzyme treatment of cancer was discovered over 100 years ago in Scotland. And it's reemerged a few times in the history of cancer treatment, but always gets quashed by Big Pharma. They don't want people to know that your own digestive enzymes also can digest cancer cells.
Did you see this story about, I want to just touch on one more thing, a cap that delivers these small electric currents to your brain? If you're over 65, it's been found to boost your memory. Now, I remember when these things first came out and people laughed at them, those caps that you put on. You see them in the airline magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now a study at Boston University, local newspaper here today, carrying the story of the research going after specific areas of your brain with frequencies that come from AC alternating current, the stimulus into your brain, and it makes your brain work better.
Yeah. Well, we are vibrational creatures.
What does that mean?
But electrical current. Well, down on the quantum level, you get down below the atomic level, everything is vibrating.
Yeah.
And when you can tune in to the frequency of that vibration, you can affect the vibration. You know, it's just like the old, was it Miriam Makeba, the one that could hit that particular note and shatter a wine
glass
on the top of the
piano? Yeah, right.
Remember that? And then they would have, Memorex would play the tape back and show you. That's a very true principle. You hit something at the right frequency, you cause vibration in that target. And it
could
be stimulating or destructive if you're trying to kill cells. So there's a lot of research in this right now.
59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.